long overdue. With the telegram in my pocket and a bunch of Rajnigandha flowers in my hands, I walked towards our much-awaited rendezvous. I remember thinking that it was a pity the day was this hot. The flowers would never open up in the soft, dewy morning as I had imagined. The delicate white buds would start to shrivel up and die before they even reached her. Then the thought crossed my mind that perhaps this was how it was meant to be. I also felt foolish for coming dressed in a formal black suit. I could have worn a white kurta pajama. That would have made it tolerable, and the funeral was already over. But somehow, it seemed right to wear black, to make it clear that I was also in mourning. Now, I was at the graveyard, but I had to take off the black coat. It was an unbelievably hot afternoon. It wasn't yet March, but the sun was blazing away, as if it was May already. Not that I remember much about being out in the afternoons during May. I have not spent much time outdoors, at least not for the last 10 years. There was no longer any need for me to step out in the sun. Money. It makes you soft, doesn't it? Some people say the opposite, that money makes you hard. It did make her father hard. Things would have been so different if he had been a softer man. Or if he had had a little less money. Then he wouldn't have been able to afford that overpriced girls' boarding school. They ran it like a maximum security jail. If only Saira hadn't left our co-ed school, we would have had a few more years together. Maybe I would have found the courage to run away with her as soon as she turned 18. Maybe we would have run away to my village. We would have gotten married the day I turned 21. Maybe. I have lived with these maybes for 15 years. All this time, I never lost faith. Not once. I can swear to that. I lived in hope. Even after I let Mama persuade me to meet Sucheta. Even after I agreed to the wedding. Even after the children were born. I kept thinking, it isn't too late. If I could find Saira, I would also find a way. It didn't matter if she was also married or had children of her own. We would have found a way somehow. I would have made her happy again. I used to imagine myself traveling, going somewhere in a train. Suddenly, Saira would board the train. In fact, she would enter that very compartment. We would get down at a station, some place where nobody knew us, and begin a new life together. Other times,